This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. The White House announced yesterday that it would roll back federal guidelines that would help protect transgender students from discrimination at their schools. Specifically, the guidelines had encouraged schools to allow transgender boys and girls to use the bathrooms and locker rooms that corresponded to their gender identity.
These suggestions to schools were put into place during the Obama administration and have been met with pushback from those opposed to the measures.
Sawyer Johnson is Transgender Justice Program Coordinator for GSAFE Wisconsin, which advocates for LGBT students in schools around the state. Sawyer, thanks for joining us.
Of course, yeah. Thanks for having me.
So what exactly changed with this new announcement from the White House?
You know, so there's a big uproar about it, and the fact of the matter is that nothing has really changed. So what the Obama administration had released was a guidance surrounding how transgender and gender nonconforming students' rights and access to bathrooms fell under Title IX and fell under non-discrimination, but nothing has really changed. Like, we still have a lot of school districts and educators doing good work protecting transgender student rights, but the only thing now is that the federal government has said pretty clearly that we don't support transgender students.
Right. As I understand it, the policy from President Obama over the last year or so has been to say we will enforce these Title IX protections and schools risk losing federal money if they don't follow them. That is part of what changed with this new announcement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's correct. And then we still have school districts who are offering protections for transgender students. So I think a lot of what we're seeing from our transgender youth is really deep-rooted fear that, like, suddenly they're losing the support that they've had. And the reality of it is, at least in Wisconsin, that 50% of our students live in districts where they have protections.
Right. I wanted to ask about the situation in Wisconsin now. In a school that has already made a policy, that doesn't change.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's correct. Yep, so this doesn't influence local policy or school district policy whatsoever. Schools and educators still have the freedom to be supporting students as they've always been doing and to be creatively finding solutions to work with transgender and gender nonconforming students. It just means that at a federal level, we don't have the support we had during the Obama administration.
And I understand there are a couple of court cases out there elsewhere in the country and here in Wisconsin. What are you watching for from the courts that might influence this issue?
So one of the key cases we're keeping an eye on right now is Gavin Grimm. And Gavin Grimm is a transgender boy who we're seeing his case go to the Supreme Court to decide whether or not he can have protections to use the bathroom that aligns with his gender and honestly offers him the most sense of dignity and safety in his school.
Now, all of this comes from Title IX protections against discrimination. Now, one of the arguments against using Title IX I've heard is that it, as I understand it, specifies gender. People arguing against applying that to transgender students in this case say that gender means men and women. It does not apply to the transgender mm-hmm. category, they would say. What do you say
mm-hmm.
to that?
I would tell those people that we understand transgender to be more of an adjective and more of a descriptor for people whose experiences do align with women and men and other genders. And I think there's plenty of pre-existing cases that have used Title IX to say, nope, this offers protections for transgender students too, not least of which the Obama administration offering this guidance prior to its removal from President Trump.
We're talking to Sawyer Johnson from the group GSAFE, looking at transgender protections in schools after a new announcement from the Trump administration. Sawyer, can you talk about how, on a day-to-day level, schools in Wisconsin that have addressed this issue with policies, what are they doing on a practical level?
Yeah, so this is something that we like to really applaud educators and administrators for doing because, like, down to the nitty-gritty of what it looks like putting up shower curtains in a locker room or something like that, like, educators and administrators are doing what they know how to do best. And like I said earlier, over 50% of our Wisconsin students live in school districts that offer non-discrimination policies. For example, the La Crosse School District or the Madison School District. Those are areas where there are policies in place stating that we do not discriminate against transgender and gender non-conforming students. So on a regular day-to-day basis, that looks like our trans students having access to bathrooms and locker rooms that align with their gender and that offer them the greatest dignity and safety. Or that looks like things like teachers using their names, their real names, and pronouns.
We've seen efforts toward legislation. It looks like that's going to be reintroduced to require students in Wisconsin schools to use facilities, restrooms, locker rooms that match their gender identity as reflected on their birth certificate. What do you think of that?
I think that's something we're definitely going to see, and it's possible that we'll see it expanded even beyond school districts and beyond schools. And I think this is a really frightening, scary thing, especially for the transgender youth that I work with. And it really represents, I keep saying that word dignity, and it represents a lack of dignity and understanding of these students. I think there's a lot of fear and confusion out there about what it means. And school districts are already on a day-to-day basis dealing with it. From the Obama administration and from, like, local groups such as us, GSAFE, and like, school district policy, they already have guidance and support around what it means to support transgender students in schools. We just need to be having more conversations about what that looks like rather than making this sweeping generalization.
We've talked to lawmakers who have supported this legislation in the past. One of the cases they make is it's not even so much about the transgender students themselves or worries over them as the idea of somebody taking advantage of transgender accessibility to restrooms to act in a predatory way. A male mm-hmm. student, say, or an adult male at a public facility claiming to be transgender, whether they are or not, to gain mm-hmm. access to a woman's facility.
Yeah, and I would say that's a red herring, and I'd say it's disconnected from the daily reality of how we're working with and advocating for transgender students in schools. Right now, school districts and administrators are aware of which students are transgender, and they're working with them to make accommodations. There's really no way that somebody could claim to be transgender and then use certain facilities to gain access. School districts are already working to their best ability to protect students. That's something that they already do well.
Now, you've mentioned that about half of Wisconsin students are in districts that have addressed this issue, have set policy. What about the rest of them? What are we seeing in schools that haven't tackled policy on transgender facility access?
I think we're seeing a high degree of vulnerability for transgender students. We know that in Wisconsin, back in 2007, something like 25% of transgender students had attempted suicide. So we're seeing higher rates of mental illness, higher rates of depression, and that makes perfect sense because when we're not allowed to be our authentic, true selves, like, that has a real harsh impact on who we are, especially for our young people who are 13, 14, 15. And we're seeing, I think, that educators, like, really need that guidance, and that's something we offer in being able to pass these, like, different district-specific guidance.
Have you worked with students in Wisconsin schools who have been there for kind of before a school sets a policy and after, and can you talk about what kind of difference that's made for them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think on some level, like, it represents something symbolic, and that's part of what this Obama administration guidance had represented. It represents symbolically that these are leaders and adults in their lives who understand their struggle and are supportive of who they are. But beyond that, it means that there's clear guidance on who they're going to and who they're talking about their transgender status with, and who can offer them support and help.
For transgender students who might be listening, or their families, or their teachers for that matter, what would you want them to hear now after this decision from the federal government?
I think for students specifically, I want them to know that there are still people, and many, many educators and administrators and people like me, who see their inherent worth and dignity and see them as beautiful beings. And for educators or community members or administrators who are supportive, I want them to know that, like, also as a youth worker, it's our time now to work to protect those students and do what we can. So we at GSAFE offer a lot of different resources for that. Like, we have a day of learning where we do a day of learning in the community, and they can, like, learn how to support transgender students. Or this is honestly a time to support the work that GSAFE does on a day-to-day basis, doing trainings across Wisconsin, teaching people how to work with LGBTQ students.
And yeah, for those teachers, what would be, or administrators, or concerned parents for that matter, in a school district, what's your message to them about the importance of this?
I think we all are people who already value our students and value our students' worth and value having environments where all students can thrive in schools. So I think let's continue doing the good work we do and that we know how to do, and make sure that transgender students also thrive in Wisconsin schools.
We'll leave it there for now. Sawyer, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Sawyer Johnson is the Transgender Justice Program Coordinator for the group G-Safe. We've been talking about the Trump administration's decision to roll back the federal Transgender Student Protection Guidelines.